You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all. So just letting you know how the program works. It's a specific question. So when you call in and I get you up on cue, what I'm going to do is I'm going to announce your area code, and then I'm going to say you're live on the air and ask what your first name is. That's all I need is your first name. The other thing is that I want you to think of a specific question. So an issue with a particular person, an upcoming meeting at work, highlights about your career, those sort of questions. The question that's not permitted is, what does the future hold for me? Because that's a full reading. And I want to clarify that too. So on my website, I do not claim to be a medium. Every now and then a message will come from the other side that sounds like a specific person, but I don't claim to actually be able to do that automatically like some readers claim that they can do that. I don't do that. If a message is going to come loud and clear, it's going to come loud and clear. So, but I don't think that it's something that any reader can call out a specific spirit to make that happen. The other thing is that I don't really predict future events. Now, that's funny because I have a lot of people going, oh, my God, what she said happened. Well, here's the thing, is that you have the power to create your future. So my tagline is predicting your potential. So when I'm looking at your cards and I'm actually looking at the potential of your question, all right, you have the energy to either embrace that energy. You have the potential to embrace that energy and allow that to happen. Or you can go, oh, heck no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to change things. Because here's the thing. You couldn't wait to be in this lifetime. You couldn't wait to do what you want to do while you're here. So it's about you creating your best environment, your future. And probably the best way for you to start doing that is relax into gratitude. Gratitude that you're here. You know, we get invited to the party of this lifetime and nobody acts like it. Nobody's, that's kind of a big global statement. Very few people act like they've been invited to the party of this lifetime. When in fact, when you can get out of fear, everything you want is on the other side of fear. Everything you want is there. So we have to tackle the fear. And the fear is the idea that you're not capable or that the world won't reward you or that you're not deserving. That's all fear. That's fear. The thing is that my philosophy is, you know, first of all, to be brave enough to actually be a public figure and a psychic, kind of a big deal. And I remember the first time that someone asked me, so what do you do for a living? And I was standing in a buffet line and this woman that was a little older than I was actually said, so what do you do for a living? And I said, well, it was the first time I'd ever said this. I'm a professional psychic. And so she looked at me, she goes, you mean like Mystic Mona? Which was kind of a crack up because I'm known in Las Vegas as Mystic Mona. So I was just absolutely tickled down to my core that she would use me as the bar of, oh, you mean like Mystic Mona. So that's really cool. So I'm going to go to the calls here in just a second. For those of you that are on hold and haven't pressed the number one but would like to ask a question, now would be the time to press number one so I know that you want to actually have a question answered. Right now I'm going to go to area code 352. Hello, 352. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna. What's your question?
My question is, do you see a move for me in the next few weeks, or do you see me just staying put here for another few weeks?
Okay, hold on. Let me look.
Okay.
So my immediate reaction was the sooner that you can move, the better. However, circumstances are saying in the next 2 weeks that you may not be able to because of circumstances out of your control. However, it's talking about a very successful move in 6 weeks, which would take us to the end of July. So I would actually rather you relax into the idea of staying where you are for a while and shoot for August 1st as your move date.
I gotcha. All right.
Okay, because here's the thing. Literally, this says that there are you have two major cards in your reading, and one card is saying that there are circumstances outside of your control that are sort of making you stay here. However, what it's saying is that there's an opportunity that opens up by the 17th of next month, or maybe even the 17th of this month. But I keep getting this idea that if you can stay put where you are and just not borrow trouble, as my mom used to say. It's saying that the better opportunity for a move would be August 1st.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, and bless you.
Oh, bless your heart. Thanks for calling. See you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here. Oh, hold on. My computer's going a little slow here. So, you know, I manage my own switchboard here. So I'm going to go to... I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
I met someone a little over 2 years ago, and I'm wanting to see where you see this going.
All right, let's see. Okay, so... whenever major cards come up in my five-card spread, my attention goes right to that, okay? Here's the interesting thing. You have a card of disruption, but it's actually a happy disruption. You've got this card that represents not doing anything the hard way, okay? And then the other major card is talking about you've actually earned, and I'm going to say it that way, you've earned the ability to have a loving relationship. So as long as you can take this slowly, everything's fine. Now, I do have just this one little itty-bitty, tiny, prickly pear red flag for you to watch out for, all right? If he brings up any issue about money, that's a red flag.
Okay.
Okay, because here's the thing, is what I'm seeing here is it says for you, Mary, to hold on to whatever your legacy is, okay? Because what I'm actually getting is that you have everything set up exactly the way you want it right now. But there's this one little prickly card, and the funny thing is it's the number four here is repeating a couple times. So, and you only have a five-card spread, so the fact that you have the number four card repeating twice, one is this idea of being cautiously optimistic, right? But the other is protecting your own legacy, okay? So if any hint of a money issue comes up with this person, I just want you to be aware of it, that it's a red flag.
Okay.
Okay, but all the other cards seem pretty positive. So it could be that he's somebody that's got his, you know, britches in a bunch about money. So in other words, he could be somebody that's, you know, incredibly frugal, or somebody that has a bit of a legacy and wants to make sure that he's not dating a gold digger. But there's that little weird issue of money. So I'm just telling you, it's there. I have to point it out to you, but the other three major cards are talking about a happy disruption, you being in the spotlight in somebody's life for a change, and the other one is talking about you're actually ready for the right relationship. So again, it's a tiny little card, but I'm emphasizing it for a reason.
Yeah, his ex-wife was exactly that, a gold digger, and he is very cautious of that. I know that for a fact.
Oh, all right. Well, then that makes sense. So the thing is, the way to, I will tell you this, probably the fastest way to, quote, seal the deal is that if the issue of money comes up, you can even say this, well, I don't want your money. I want you. As a matter of fact, if this moves forward in the marriage, we're signing a prenup so that you don't
that's
have to worry about it.
Up.
I don't have... Oh, that's so funny. Okay, because that's his only, that is his, that's my only little prickly thing with him is that he's got this weird energy about the money, and it's probably because, you know, what happened with his ex-wife was devastating to him. Because he thought,
yes.
You know, when they first hooked up, man, he thought she was the one. And,
well,
and
actually,
for her to
nagged him and lied to him and got pregnant, lied to him about everything and took more than half of everything he ever earned and left him, and he's trying to earn everything back. It's a mess right now.
Okay, so you can
clean
tell him
out.
For me. Okay, wait. You can tell him for me that he'll always make more money. So you could tell him for me that money's actually going to come to him easily, and that there's either a huge client or a huge opportunity being presented to him in about 8 weeks, which takes us to the middle of August, and he should watch for that because it may be some sort of new opportunity that pays him more money or gives him more resource or is a big new swinging client. It's saying that he's on recovery with that. But here's the thing. All you have to do is emphasize that you're looking at him as your companion of choice. You're not looking at him as a meal ticket.
That's exactly what I've been telling him. Thank you so
Perfect.
Much.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you
for the call.
So much.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody. Oh, let me get them. I've got somebody here from the. I'm going to go to area code 520. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Marie.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Marie?
Oh, hi, Marie. What's your question?
My question is, do you see any potential for me in terms of relationship? Any new potential?
Okay, so here's, and I have to tell you, I haven't even turned your cards over yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you a question back because I know this is going to sound
sure.
really weird. Do you do for fun, Maria?
I recently started, I joined the gym, so I'm around a lot of new people there. And,
right.
So I barely started getting out.
Okay, but what rocks your world? What, because going to the gym, you know, yeah, that once you get in good shape and going to the, you know, kickboxing classes and stuff like that, that can be fun. But what
mm-hmm.
do you personally do for fun? What's the thing that rocks your world?
Well, actually, I was a homebody. I'm a homebody, so, I'm just a homebody, if anything. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Because the potential with romance has to do
mm-hmm.
with a man noticing how much fun you're having. So the attitude that I would walk into the gym every day is that you are
mm-hmm.
delighted to be there, that this is a fun adventure, that even if you screw up in the back of the class, it's funny to you. Because here's the thing. What I'm getting is, and the reason why I'm bringing this up, is you have the lover's card in a perfect position here, okay? I love the way you have the lover's card. That's your major card in the spread. So, of course, you asking a question about love and then getting the lover's card rocks my world, okay? What it's
okay.
saying here is that because you're trying new things that are a little scary for you, it is exactly how you attract this man. Now, one of the other things you might want to try, which is also going to be a little scary, and if you have one of these at the gym, is I would totally try indoor rock climbing. Okay? The reason I want you to try indoor rock climbing is I have found that a lot of amazing, intelligent men do indoor rock climbing. And the reason they do that is it calms their mind down, because you have to concentrate on what you're doing when you're doing indoor rock climbing. It's physical, but it's also mental. And because it's physical and mental, it clears your mind, okay? So taking a couple classes like Tai Chi would be awesome. Mm-hmm. So if they have Tai Chi at your gym, I would totally go on board with that. The other thing it's saying here, I got one more thing to tell you. Saying that September and October are your power months for romance. And I want to also tell you this, that it's nobody from the past that comes forward. This is a brand new man that just thinks that you are amazing.
Okay.
And the thing is that probably the best way for you to attract him is by doing something that is sort of a mind-body connection, but that you really enjoy. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, because we're talking like girlfriends for a second here. If you do indoor rock climbing or if you do yoga, make sure you're wearing leggings and shorts, because it's not a peep show.
Right,
okay?
Right, yeah. Gotcha.
We're just talking like girlfriends here, because I have to tell you, I've been to the gym where, you know, ladies have worn shorts or they've worn leggings and they've done yoga or indoor rock climbing, and way more is revealed than I think they intend.
Right, yeah.
All right, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
It's like they're there for something else, not for gym. Thank you.
All right, see you. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this? Okay, so your phone connection's kind of bad, so I'm not going to put you on the air. We can arrange to have you call back some other time when you're in a quieter place. I'm going to go to area code 949. Hello, 949. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Selena.
Hi, Selena. What's your question?
My question is about my love. That I've been dating for a year and a half. Knowing where we go and moving forward. My birthday is Monday. And about a week
Happy
ago,
birthday.
We had a disagreement. Thank you. Thank you. About a week ago, we had a little bit of a disagreement. And they're so few and far apart. I can count on one hand how many disagreements we've had in the past year and a half.
Right.
But I'm still thinking about it. So I just want to know how we're going to, you know, go past that and moving forward.
Okay, so
I know he has a surprise for me on Sunday. We're supposed to do something on Sunday, and we're supposed to see each other tonight.
Okay.
I just wonder.
I'm telling you, you have some really amazing cards here. So your fella is coming up as a pretty good dude, and next to him is a card that's called Arrows of Love. So right next to him is this card called Arrows of Love. And then there's the card that says for you to just adopt the attitude of receiving your blessings, okay? Because there is such a strong intuitive connection that you have with this man and that he has with you. So the little disagreement thing, that's just a bump in the road. It's more fear-based than reality-based. So it's because your relationship is getting serious. And so, you know, here's the thing. He just wants to make sure that you're not going to break his heart.
Okay.
I think you're
partially right about that, because he was married before for a long time, but he does bring up, you know, like even, I mean, when he had the disagreement, like, stuff about, you know, his wife and stuff like like I'm, he's not married and this is not.
Right.
You know, so I just, I felt a little bit, again, a little stung by him saying that. That's the second time in the year and a half that he said that. And it just makes me wonder where we're going to go with our relationship.
Okay, so here's what I would do if I were you, okay? If you know that this is the man you want to be with, this is what I would do, okay? When you talk to him next, say, you know, I hate it when we're not talking. We start with that, okay? Now, you've talked to him since the little argument, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
so
he apologized and moved on.
Okay, so here's what you do. Is you look at him and you go, when you see him tonight, you say, you take his hand and you go, I want to tell you that you are my favorite human in the whole world and that I look at you as my companion of choice. And he's going, well, what does that mean? Because, you know, they'll do something like that. And you'll say, well, companion of choice. Okay, you're going to say this. My companion of choice is someone that if I get a buy one, get one free coupon for a nice dinner, you're the guy I want to go with. You're the guy I want to go to all the new movies with, right? You say, you're the guy I want to try new things with. You're the guy I want to take off for weekends away. You're my number one guy. You're the guy I want to tell things to, okay? And you can even say, when I'm with you, I feel more like myself than when I'm by myself. That's why I know you're somebody special in my life. Now, you have never, in any of those words, you haven't said, I love you. But everything you're describing is telling him you love him. You see?
Right.
And what he's going to say back, I'm predicting this, is, wow, I feel the same way. So I actually think that that if you want to marry this man, you can, but it's going to be on his timing. He just wants to make sure you're not going to hurt him or betray him. And I don't think that you have given him any indication that you would ever do anything to hurt him or betray him. So I'm looking at these beautiful, beautiful cards of yours, and all I'm saying is that be open to receive your blessings. Accept him for exactly who he is, because, you know, it's funny. I'm going to give you an old saying, you know, men marry women hoping they never change and women marry men hoping they do. All right. So if you can just accept him lock, stock and barrel for exactly who he is right now, this can be a rest of your life relationship.
Okay. Yes. I feel that, and I feel that strongly, you know.
It's pretty awesome. That's all I have to say is it's pretty awesome. Thank you for calling, Selena.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
So for those of you that are so wonderful and loyal to my program, I just want to let you know that if you miss asking a question, you can actually download my app, Dice Wisdom, which is www.dicewisdom.com. And it's based on the book that I wrote years ago, but it answers your questions right on your phone. And it's only $1.99 to download. So once you have it downloaded on your phone, you can ask a question every day. You can ask a question every hour. But once it's on your phone, it's on your phone. And it's only an initial investment of $1.99, not any subscription or anything like that. Once you have it on the phone, it's on the phone. So for those of you that are loyal to the program, I would totally appreciate it if you told some of your friends about the program as well as about my app, because I'm just saying, I'm supporting you, you support me. So I'll be back live next week. I really appreciate y'all tuning in, and have an amazing weekend.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.